begin Perek Shiva Asa, the 17th chapter in the Rambam, Sichah Shara Avos Tumas, and the laws of the other primary categories of Tumah in the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity. Continuing the theme of the previous Perakim regarding the halachas of Safek as it relates to the laws of Tumah, which in this Perek we discuss specifically regarding the laws of doubt of Tumah as it applies to when it's transported and removed to another place. The Rambam gives halacha Aleph regarding the Safek as it applies to Tumah of oil. Kazayis min hameis befi oir. If there's an olive sized piece from a dead person which contaminates, In the mouth of a raven, Safik hel ala adam v'alakelim mishos yochan. Now we're not sure, did this raven fly over with this kazayis of the mess over a person or over vessels in a private domain, which there is tumas oil regarding kazayis from the mess. Safik shleihel, we're in doubt, maybe it didn't go over the person or the vessels. So hareha adam tami misafik. So the person is going to be tami out of the doubt, because it's a suffix b'shus yochet, and b'hushi yiboy das l'shol. Also has to be that the individual, the person, has intelligence to be asked about what happened, which that's a criterion, as we spoke about in previous parak regarding the halacha of suffix tum b'shus yochet. Whereas v'akeim, the vessels, are termed, they're going to be pure, and they she'en lem das l'shol, because they don't have intelligence to be asked, and therefore doesn't qualify with halacha, as we learn from the site of suffix tum b'shus yochet being considered as tameh. Now the Rambam continues regarding the suffix of liquids that are passed over. So too, if someone fills up with a vessel, v'nosin basar kelim, and he puts into what he's drawing into 10 vessels, v'nimtza sheretz ba'achad mehem, and then you find the dead crawling creature in one of the vessels, so hu tame? So the vessel that you find the sheretz in is going to be tame, but v'akelim tahar, and the other vessels are going to make tahar. Now, avapisha kulam safig, although they're all in the element of doubt, why? Maybe the sheretz was in the vessel that was used to draw the water, and it was there initially, and then it was then poured into all the other 10 vessels, and that actually makes sense, because generally sheretzim would be found in the bar, in the pit, more than the empty vessels. Even so, we're saying the other 9 are going to be tar, because the sheretz in the pitcher that it fell into is still logical that that it fell into then the first one that it was filled up with, to which that's actually makes it equivalent that regarding the logic that the shrotzim are found in the bar, not in the vessels, and therefore even if you find the sherets in the last one, you can see the other ones are going to be tar, because this is like a safek ashakel, which since the vessels are in by dusty shal, we're going to say that's going to be tar. And like we're saying, Nishim Kalim, Emim Das Lishol, since ultimately they're vessels and they don't have intelligence to be asked. So here we have a suffix. We don't know, was it in the pitcher that was used to draw and then therefore that Tumah was there, that Mitame everything all along the way, or was only in the one that you actually found it in? So therefore we're going to say the suffix is going to be Tar. Now, but if let's say the vessel that used to draw it with, that was being poured into all these 10 vessels, had Eznam Arim. Now, hoil the efshar, since it's possible, sheyitza mayim, that the water could come out. V'yisachar by hasheretz, and still the sheretz could be held back because of the rim. It's actually kulam tameim. In this situation, they're all going to be considered tamei. Why? Because there's no logic negating the logic, which would make sense that the sheretz was in the pit, and that that it was drawn, meaning it makes sense that it was drawn in that vessel, because the whole same thing that we said originally, why the other 9 are going to be tar, because there's a svar one way and there's a svar another way, which we said that on the one hand it makes sense that the sheretz would have been in the pitcher that you drew with, because it's more in the bar than in the empty vessels. But even so, we said yeah, but the sheretz that's in the pitcher, it would have fell out into the first vessel that you poured it to. So how would it end up in the last one? Okay, so that would make sense in the last one. But if we have a reason why it didn't fall out by the first one, because it had a rim, okay, then we fall off. And then it goes back to the logic that it was there in the original pit, and then this one was drawing and pouring into all of them, and therefore they're all going to get to the tum in this situation. So too in a situation where it wasn't like the previous case, one pitcher in 10 vessels. Rather, someone drew the water with 10 pitchers, one after the other, v'nosin basar kelim, and it was put into 10 vessels, meaning midliyachad likliyachad, that is, each pitcher drew only for one vessel. And you didn't have one pitcher for more than one vessel. Each pitcher went to another vessel. Then you do a hadisha min achrin. Now you don't know which one was filled up first, and which one was filled up last. But nimta sheretz b'kliyachad mehem, and you find the sheretz in one of those vessels, So the 9 vessels with the 10 pitchers, every single pitcher, are going to be tahar. Now, the 9 vessels is obvious that they're going to be tahar because the water didn't touch them from the pitcher that the sheretz was inside of it. And the pitchers are going to be tahar because even if it was in the pit and it was drawn by the pitcher, it doesn't become tahar because that's what we said in Perek Yudal, the Safek Tamat Safa, where you have the Safek Tamat that's floating, and maybe the sheretz didn't even touch the pitcher, rather came out with the water when it was poured, and therefore it's possible that even if the sheretz was in the bar, it's not necessarily that it made the pitcher tummy. And moreover, the liquids that are not going to contaminate because Safek Mashkin Latamachem is going to be tahar. So all the pitchers and the 9 vessels are going to be tahar, besides the one that the sheretz was found inside of it. Because I say, Shema b'kli zeh hoya sheretz mitchilasi. Maybe in this vessel, not even the pitcher that poured into it, that's where the sheretz was originally. Now, and that's actually, but v'myesh ladloyim oznayim, but if the pitchers have rims, oh, so that makes sense that the lid, the rim, could hold back the sheretz, and then it touched it, and thus making the pitcher tummy. And we don't say that it was in the vessel, because as we said before, it's more logical to say that the sheretz started off the origin in the pit. So it comes out that one of these pitchers most definitely is tummy. Now we don't know which one it is. Oh, so therefore, how do you call it loimim, call it tumim? So all the pitchers, and all the vessels are going to be tummy, because we don't know which pitcher, it could be anyone there. We have to say that it's going to come from the pitcher, and then all the vessels which came from that are also going to be tummy, come tummy, because again, it has the rim, and we don't have a svar in the gating anymore, the svar that it started off in the bar. If someone's pouring from one vessel to another vessel, and you find the sheretz in the lower one, so elyon tahar, the higher one, then the one that you poured from is going to be tahar. We don't say me'elyon nafal, oh, that it probably fell from the upper one. No, maybe it was in the lower one. And the reason is, like we say, because even in Rosh Hashanah, since they're vessels, they don't have intelligence to be asked, so therefore we say that it's going to be tahar, and any suffix like that has the same halacha. Halacha base, kupa. This is a box that was utilized for items that were tar. The nimtza b'sheretz, and then after you took out all the taras, you find a dead crawling creature inside. So if there's a base, or yoznaim, or a rim, afal pishen l'shalayim, even if there is no base, so one or the other. And then then we say all the taras that were utilized in that is going to be considered as tummy. And the reason is because we say that the sheretz was there before you took out the peiros, and when you tilted the barrel to pour out the peiros, so the rim, or the base, whichever one, because it could stay in the base, let it retain inside the chavis. So there's no svar to say, oh, that it wasn't here. No, it could have been here, and it was held back. And this is afalaisa beduka mechusa. Even if it was a pre-checked, you didn't find anything, and it was covered, still, maybe, although we checked it before, and then we put it in the taras, and then we take it and we find the dead bug, maybe, originally, when they checked it, when they took out their hand from checking, maybe that's when the sheretz fell in, and they didn't realize. Now, and even if they utilize the taras in this corner, and then they moved it to another corner, and that's where they found the sheretz, because we do presume tumah from one place to another place. We presume that the tumah was in the kli even before you moved it. But that's only litlis, if that's only to suspend it, meaning that you can't eat it, but it wouldn't allow us to burn it with a definition that it's for sure tummy. Halacha gimel, hazoylef es habur. If someone is pouring out the cistern that's full of wine or oil, and they're pouring out the liquid little by little to barrels, and they're filling up barrels from this bur. So it depends how you drew the wine. And if they would be submerging each barrel into the cistern and then drawing it that way. And they find the sheretz, after they filled up all the barrels, they find it in the first one that was filled up, so klon tameis. So all the barrels are going to be considered as tamei, whether the sheretz was in the bar or if it was in the first barrel before you drew the wine with it, all the wine in the pit's going to become tamei because you submerged it. And we don't say that it fell into the barrel after you drew it, because we presume that it's been there some time, and even if they checked the barrels before they drew the wine, they didn't find the sheretz, we suspend that it didn't check well, and then when they drew it, the sheretz that was inside contaminated all the wine in the pit. Now, nimtza b'achreino, let's say they find it in the last barrel, he tamei b'kulin taras. Then we say, it's tamei in the old taras, shanim, because I could say, achar shemilas rishainis, after that they filled up the first barrels, then nafal sheretz labar, then the sheretz fell into the bar, or into that last barrel, but it wasn't necessarily there before it. Let's say they were not like submerging the barrels directly inside, but rather they took a vessel, a bowl, they were drawing with a vessel, and that's how they would pour it into the barrels, until they filled up the barrels, and then you find the sherets in one of them, then he bovat me. In this case, only that one's going to be tamei kuntaris, and the rest are going to be tar. Why? Because in this situation, I say, maybe only in this one, in this barrel, the sherets fell. Or maybe it was inside of it before you even went and poured the wine inside of it. But again, since you didn't submerge the barrel in, it might have been inside the barrel, and that didn't affect anything but its own barrel itself. Now, therefore, if they checked every one of the barrels, and then they put the wine inside of it, and they actually even covered it right after they drew the wine inside the barrel, and then you find the shards in one of them, and actually then kulin tameis. Interestingly, then there it actually the old tameh, because that's clear that the sherets must have been in the bar, because it was for sure not in the, at least presumably, in the barrel. And it definitely makes sense that it was then in the bar, which all their wine is coming from. Same thing it would apply if the sherets was found in the bar, or was found in the vessel that was used to draw to everyone's the barrels. Again, I call tummy, the organ considered tummy because we presume that it was there for some time. We say the sherets was nikli when they started the drawing of the wine, thus contaminating all those barrels. Halacha Daled, Rambam continues regarding similar suffix regarding food items that were transported from one place to another one. Hayikaitse, if he was gathering zeisim minamatan, the olives from the pit where they would sit over there and all the oil would come out, and umalois magag, and then they bring it up to the roof to dry up. Now, when nimtza sherets begag, and they find the sherets on the roof, so zeisim shebematun tar. So the olives that are still in the pit, so they're going to be tar, because we say that the sherets wasn't in the pit; it rather fell on the olives there when they were on the roof. Now, nimtza bematun, if you find it in the pit, so hamatun tummy. So the olives in the pit are going to be tummy, but the olives on the roof are going to be tar, because we suspend and we say that no, the sherets fell into the pit after you took those olives already to the roof. Nimtza bin koisla zeisim, if you find the sherets between the wall of the pit and the olives, well then has some term. Then the olives are going to be tar, and we're not concerned that maybe that the sherets touched them, because we don't assume that it's by the wall. Nimsa sherets betuch gush shel zeisim. Let's see, find the sherets in a pile of olives. The hagush bagag in the piles on the roof. So in betuch shleish yisam. So if it's within 3 days when they had taken out from the pit, so then afamat and tummy. Then even the pit is going to be considered tummy. Why? Shanim, because I say gush zed, this pile, this clump, namatan Allah, was taken out from the pit, and we have to presume that the sherets was in it at that point, because it's not normal for olives to clump together in such a short amount of time. It would take at least 3 days. And if it's in there, and it's within 3 days, it must have been there from already in the pit. Now, but if let's say you find the sherets inside of it when it's already more than 3 days, when they had taken olives from the pit to the roof, then Ariya Matan Tahar, then we'll consider the olives in the pit Tahar. Shema Bagag Niskabchu Benasa Gush, Betuchash Leshayam, because maybe in the roof is when they gather together and they clump together after a period of 3 days. And therefore, maybe that's when the sherets got inside and not necessarily was there when it was in the mountain. Halacha Hei. Hakoidetz Mikretzes Mina Isav. Someone cuts off a piece of dough from a dough. And then they find the sherets in that piece of dough on top of it, where it's visible, from what was cut off from the rest of the dough. So only that piece that was cut off is going to be tameh, because we say that it fell on this mekretzes, on this piece that was cut off. So let's say it's found in the original dough. Only that dough itself is going to be tameh, but the mekretzes is going to be tar, because we suspend it. We say that the sherets fell on the dough after you've taken off this mekretzes. But let's say you find it inside the mekretzes. Then even the dough is going to become tummy, because it makes sense that it fell into the dough, because if it fell on mekretzes, it wouldn't have been submerged so much. Rather, it must have been when they made the dough, and that's why it's inside of it, and therefore it contaminated the whole dough. Halacha Vav, Eichel Tameh. Regarding a tummy food item, Shenimtze Gadina Shalai B'Teich HaKikah, that you find its pit inside a loaf of bread, or on top of a cooked hot dish. So Afa Pishenu Le Mashketefech, so even if it doesn't have on it a liquid that's moist enough that it would make someone moist who's touching it. Harim Tameh, still we're going to consider those food items as Tameh, even though the pit is dry and is not contaminating. Kashanim, because it's not the food item. Because I say, what do you think the pit is here? That must have been that whole food item fell over there. And it got dissolved inside the loaf, or in the cooked dish because of the that was boiling hot. But and it remains the pit. Obviously, the food was here, and it was metamiyat because it was a tamay food item. Now, but let's say al gabe akika. But let's say you find the pit not in the loaf, but on top of the loaf, or in a cold cooked dish. Oh, then not el tar. Then we're going to say they're tar. And here, even if it does have liquid, and we're not going to say that the liquid is from the tummy food item, because I say no, garina zu levada nafla. It's only the pit itself that fell after it already had lost its food element. And the pit itself does not contaminate, and therefore it's going to be tar. Whereas again, when it's a hot dish or inside the bread, we say it got dissolved, and it was here. Let's say in the house there was a chon tamein b'chon tam, food items that were tamei, food items that were tar. Nimtzes garin b'bayis, and you find its pit of these food items in the house, let's say in the loaf or on top of a hot cooked dish, and we don't know if it's a pit from a tamei food or from a tar food. So holchan acharav, then we go after the laws of majority. Let's say in the house there was bloods that were tamei, bloods that were tar. And you find blood on the food item. You go after the majority. And there was a story with a loaf of truma that blood was found on it. And the story came in from the sages and they said it's pure. Because even if you're going to say dam sheretz, there's blood from a sheret. I could say dam sheretz chayhu, that it's the blood of the sheretz when it was alive. Shrutar which tar, who said when it was dead? And therefore, again, we see that by these sages, we're going to go based on laws of majority. If there's a city that in that city there are non-kosher animals and kosher animals, what we call that the animal died and those that are slaughtered. So basa nimtzaba, regarding meat that's found just out there in the streets. You go after the majority of what's there in the city. So too, if let's say you found over there a situation of doubt, if it was a dead sheretz or a dead tzvardeya, which sheretz is matamei, tzvardeya is not, a frog. So you go after the majority of what's in the city at that time. If the majority are tzvardeya, then they're tahar, the majority of sheretz is matamei. And zaklal, that's the rule. But nimtza, when you find something, you go after the majority. Halacha tes continues regarding elements of doubt in the middle of when someone's doing work. So, isha shemegavev is gavava b'chatzer. Regarding a woman that was collecting the fertilizer from the fields, which are the parts of the stalk that remain after the harvest, which is used to fertilize a field, and inside the fertilizer, a sheretz is found. So, raise a tiber, we presume the woman to be tar. Because the sheretz did not contaminate by simply being carried, only by touch. And we don't say that she touched it because it was inside the fertilizer. But let's say we find it on top of the fertilizer, or is it a man? Then she's going to be tummy, shemanagaba, because maybe she touched it. Let's say she was sifting the seeds, the grains, with a sieve. And we find the sheretz inside the produce in the sieve. It was inside. Or is it tire? Then she's going to be tar because it's not normal for a woman to touch the produce in the sieve. Nimsal gabe kvar, but we find it on top of the sieve. Oh, how is this fake tam mayor? Then she's in doubt if she's tummy. Shemanogabe, maybe she touched it. And mechal savik, but she's yacha tummy. Any doubt regarding the laws of tummy in the private domain is going to be considered as tummy. Kamesh Ban, like I explained this already in Perek Tezai.